Warning. District Queen contains explicit material not suitable for minors. Parental discretion is advised.
You are now listening to District Queen.
What?
Don't play with me. Was that dick worth your little walk of shame? Bitch, please, don't even try in front. I saw you leave with Tyson Beckford last night.
Creep.
Was that dick good or not? You know what? Don't answer that. I can tell by the way you walked in here and that little smirk on your face. Homie got a few inches in you.
It was so good.
Wait, hold up. You didn't make love to a nigga you just met, did you?
Girl, no. It was like some wild animal came out of me.
That shit ain't a freak, but go on.
Girl, he pulled my hair. He smacked my ass. And when I got on top, I could feel him inside my chest. Ooh. It was mind-blowing. Then he pinned me against the wall on his shoulders and kissed and nibbled and sucked on me until I came again and again and again.
Damn. Did y'all exchange info? Because you might want to keep his ass around.
No. He was still asleep when I left. My panties will be all that's left of last night.
Ooh, you a cold bitch. I like it.
How did you feel finally being with another man since Namdi?
I was confused. On one hand, I felt bad. I still loved him. But on the other hand, I felt a bit liberated. I no longer allowed Namdi's situation to dictate mine. After all, he told me to move on with my life.
Do you feel you maybe gave up on Namdi too fast?
Yeah, I do. I spent so much time sulking that when he finally let me go, I was ready to be free. It didn't help we never talked on the phone. We only wrote letters, and every now and then his lawyer would give me updates about his well-being. Looking back at it now, I understand why. He was trapped in a place where your sanity was more valuable than love. I didn't fight for Namdi.
Okay, so who did you end up taking to your dad's wedding?
Marco better hurry her ass up. She's so aggravating. You didn't hear me ringing the bell? You know I know you was coming over, so the door is going to be open. Just walk your ass in.
You're so aggravating.
You stressing me out already? Bitch, what you bring to drink?
Something your ratchet lips ain't never tried.
White Pinot Noir. You trying to Netflix and chill me? Get a little side dick and now you pulling out moves.
Shut up. What's for dinner, bitch?
I can't even front. I killed this shit.
Oh, God. What did you make?
Some baked sour cream and mushroom chicken over white rice with a side of steamed asparagus and homemade potato dough rolls.
And I'm pulling out moves. V, I don't go that way.
Marco, shut your ass up and make a plate so we can watch Money and Violence. It's almost 8 o'clock. Damn, we gotta wait a whole fucking week for the next episode.
I hope they kill China and soon.
I know, right? I hate that bitch. Hand me a plate.
V.
Margo.
You do know I love you, right?
What you want?
Are you going to be busy in like 3 weeks?
What you want in 3 weeks?
Can you come with me to my father's wedding, please? He asked about Namdi, and I obviously can't bring him.
Now you know, I would be down. I low-key got a crush on your fine-ass dad, but I can't go. I'm going to be in Detroit for 3 weeks.
What's in Detroit?
Afrotech.
What the hell is Afrotech?
The biggest tech conference for those full of melanin.
So why are you going?
Because I don't want to be a flight attendant my whole fucking life.
Since when?
since whenever I decided I didn't want to be a flight attendant no fucking more.
Okay. That's all well and good.
You just what?
I just don't want you to get in over your head.
What interests you, Veronica? Are you trying to get into IT? Or maybe even artificial intelligence? Are you developing an app? I was hoping to hear questions like that, but of course the sun rises and sets on your ass.
You serious?
No, bitch, I'm for real as hell.
All right, I'm sorry. Have fun at your little Afro conference.
My little Afro conference?
What? Is it a big Afro conference? I wouldn't know.
Of course you wouldn't know. You never leave the fucking house.
Oh, come on. You know why I haven't gone anywhere lately.
Don't blame this on Namzi. You never left the house before him. All you did was take your ass to work and go home and watch Golden Girls over and over again. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have met that motherfucker in the first place.
So in the time I spent with my man, you picked up a hobby. Great. All you ever did was mooch in the club, shaking your ass for rappers and ball players, using stupid-ass filters on Snapchat.
And at least I'm capable of having a good time that don't include Haagen-Dazs, Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, or Sophia.
But do they include Harden, Giannis, and Lou Williams?
Oh, that's how you feel. You can hop in traffic.
What?
Leave. I'm really not feeling your energy right now.
V.
There's the door.
Well, fine. I'm taking my wine with me.
Bye.
Vodka and cranberry juice. Hold the vodka.
Thanks, man.
You know, one of these days you're going to actually have to spike your drink.
Maybe when my mind isn't such a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, shit.
Yo, where you going?
Hi.
Margo. You really have to stop this. How'd you even know where I was anyway?
Instagram, duh. Look, Cordero, I know I'm not in your good graces right now, but I wanted to apologize for my behavior the other night. It was immature and considerate, and it'll never happen again. Well, have a good night watching your game, okay? See you around.
My brother, please remove your hind parts from off that seat and go after that fine-ass woman.
Margo, wait. You down to play a little... Played that out a little different in my head.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I figured you sucked.
Nope. Just one of the many things my father taught me growing up.
Well, there goes my confidence and smooth transition into the corny, this is how you hold a stick move.
Where was this energy the other night?
Hey, I'm not that guy. I'm not into frivolous sex.
Oh, no?
Nope. Some things should remain sacred. And sex is one of them.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Impotent?
Just skip past celibacy, huh? Maybe I'm saving myself for marriage.
Well, are you?
No. I just believe sex is the ultimate transfer of energy. You should share it with someone you genuinely care about.
Okay, Gandhi.
Wow.
I'm kidding. That's actually really sweet.
Oh, shit, your father... How's he holding up?
He's getting married in a few weeks.
Oh, that was quick.
He and my mom were separated for a while before she passed.
Sorry to hear that.
It's cool. He's happy, so I'm happy.
Good.
Hey, I still need a plus one. Would you be interested in spending a weekend in Seattle?
As much as I would like to go, I don't think that's the best idea.
Why not?
You're a fun person to be around and all, but I don't think it's appropriate for me to be around your family after just a date and a half.
So this is a date and a half?
Yeah, I would say so. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah. Where did you come from? Men aren't supposed to be like this.
There's a few of us out here.
So who did you end up taking to your father's wedding?
I had no one to take. After Cordell so kindly told me no... I had to live with the fact that I'd be going alone.
How was the wedding?
It was a beautiful wedding. My mom had planned their wedding, and in the fashion of my mom, it was a traditionally boring wedding. This one, on the other hand, was a lot more lively. My father ditched the plain black tux for an ivory jacket that complemented the Concord 11s that he and the groomsmen wore.
Wait, they wore sneakers? In the wedding?
Yes. My dad is a huge sneaker freak, and it just so happened he was lucky enough to find a woman who didn't mind him swapping nuptials and Jordans.
The wedding was indeed the first time you actually met Lisa, correct?
Yes.
What was your impression of her?
She was very sweet. She had a lovely face and a vibrance about her that killed any reservations I had about my father marrying her. Aubrey, however, got under my skin.
Aubrey.
Woo! I haven't danced that long in forever.
What it'll be, sweetie?
Can I get a Patron margarita and 2 shots of Patron?
Someone's date is in for a fun night, huh?
Right? Me and myself.
Oh, well, I'll make them a double then. Sure, they're paid for already. What the hell?
Gotta love an open bar.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for being here and sharing in this beautiful union of my mom and my new wonderful dad, Mr. and Miss Curtis Lane. Mom, I love you more than words describe. You've been there for me through thick and thin and not once compromised your love to push forward in life. You met this lovely man and you finally received the true love you've always deserved. Curtis,
Dad,
you've been nothing short of amazing since the day you've walked into our lives. You've treated me like your own flesh from the start. Now it's an honor to truly be your daughter. I wish nothing for the best for the both of you. I love you both.
We love you too, sweetheart.
An added bonus to having a new wonderful father is inheriting an amazing sister. Margot, I know we didn't meet before today, but I look forward to finally having the big sister I've always wanted.
Well, no one wants to follow that lovely speech. Dad, wonderful, amazing dad. I love you. And if Lisa here keeps a smile on your face, I'm good.
Honey, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Save some of him for me.
What?
Dad talks about you all the time.
Oh, yeah? What does Dad talk about?
Well, you know, about how you travel the world, you have a really nice house in Atlanta, and you have a really big hotshot boyfriend. Speaking of your boyfriend, where is Nnamdi?
It's pronounced Nnamdi. And he's in Morocco on business.
What type of business is he into?
Sales.
What kind of...
Baby, ease up. I don't think she flew halfway across the continent to be interrogated.
I know. You're right. I just get so excited sometimes.
No shit.
Congratulations again, Mr. Lane.
Thanks, Kevin.
Mom, it's okay. You can tell them about the people under the stairs now.
Oh, hush.
Where'd you two meet?
We met in college.
Chemistry majors. One group project led to another, and we've both been together ever since. We got married right after graduation.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
There is more champagne, you know.
Oh, girl, you too slow. Give me that.
Oh.
I'll be in the bar if anyone needs me.
She's back.
The flesh. Double shot of Patron. Lemon, no salt.
All right, coming right. Baby, baby, don't you think you've had enough already?
Enough? Huh. I thought I was just getting started. It's time to move, groove.
Double shot of Patron and a lemon.
She's fine, thank you.
Like hell I am. I mean, he don't speak for me. You ain't my daddy. Oh, shit. Yes, you are. But you know what I mean.
Come on, baby. You've had enough. You're embarrassing yourself. And you're embarrassing me.
What? You know what? Never mind. Fuck it. I guess I'll take my drink for the road.
You are not driving like this.
I didn't even drive here. I caught a lift.
You caught a limo with the other bridesmaids.
Same difference. It was good seeing you, amazing, lovely father. Hope you get some tonight. I'm rooting for you.
Margot, I can't let
Save it, Dad.
Where are we going?
I told you already.
You said we was getting ice cream.
We are. We have to do a job first.
What kind of job?
The less you know, the better.
Can I get whatever flavor I want?
Hey, look. Sometimes in life, we gotta do shit we don't wanna do. Okay? Today is definitely one of those days.
Why?
Because that's just how shit is. People need money, and other people got money, so they make the broke motherfuckers do crazy shit.
Who's broke?
Unfortunately for you, your crackhead-ass mom. Now look, when you go in here, I'll be right on the other side of the door. Okay? No one is gonna touch you or make you touch them. If they do, I'm coming in to get you. Okay, you got me?
Yeah. What I gotta do?
Just stand there.
That's it? And then I can have some ice cream?
That's it. But you gotta put this on.
I'm not putting on no dress. Dresses are for girls.
Do you want the ice cream or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then put it on. Look, hopefully this won't take long.
Okay, but you better not tell nobody.
Look, little man, I'm sorry.
For what?
You're about to see some shit you don't need to be seeing. If he touch you or ask you to touch him, scream. Okay?
I'm scared.
Me too.
Hello. Oh, come on. Don't be shy. Don't bite. Come on in. You're a pretty little boy, aren't you? Turn around. Yeah. Like that. Ooh. You're a pretty little boy. Yes, you are.
This flight who is severely allergic to wheat and peanuts.
So?
So, we're pulling rank. You have EpiPen duty.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Give it here.
Girl, what are you doing?
Minding my business.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you're about to take a drink on this plane.
Great eye, Helen Keller. You drink on the plane all the time.
Not before takeoff, and by the looks of it, this ain't your first drink
Mind
of the day.
Mind your fucking business.
Don't say I didn't warn you then.
Please keep your trays locked in the upright position and prepare for takeoff.
I told you.
Hey, you've been in there forever. It's like the people need to use the bathroom. Damn.
That makes two of us.
Who's on drink duty? And who's on garbage?
Don't even look at me. I already have to babysit this stupid
Here you go, sweetie. Can I offer you something to drink and some cookies?
Yes, please.
What did you give the little girl in 12E?
Calm down, girl. I gave her some cookies instead of peanuts.
She's allergic to wheat, too.
I can't breathe.
Are you okay? Oh my god. She's choking. Someone help!
Shit. Get Margo. She has the EpiPen.
Where's Margo?
District Queens Season 2 is a Vision on Her production created by Akia McKnight and directed by Zell Gaiman. This episode was written by Zell Gaiman, starring Mykia Jeter, Phoenix Washington, Kalima Gaston, Toya M. Nelson, and Angelo Diaz. District Queens Season 2 production crew include Tahir Dodier, sound designer, editor, Xavier Robertson, dialogue, editor, Julian St. James, engineering, mastering, theme music by Julian St. James and performed by Sean Rose, second AD, Summer Knight, casting director, Saraya Billings.